Hey there, this is TC Tolbert, and you're listening to In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus community here on KXCI. Today, I'm talking with Jenna Korsmo. Hey, Jenna.
Hey, TC. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. Just to get us started, will you share with us how you identify?
Sure. I'm most comfortable identifying as a gay woman. I'm also a mom. I'm married. I have a wife. And I'm also a writer.
Could you tell us a little bit about your coming out story and trajectory?
Sure. I mean, I came out during my freshman year of college. I had just turned 19 years old. I did it when I was farther away from home. I think my mom was most surprised, but the rest of my family certainly was not. Everybody sort of already knew. I come from a very unique, loving, open family. So they were very much on board of supporting exactly who I am. And I didn't get any backlash. So I'm one of the lucky ones from my generation.
How long ago was this that you came out?
You know, over 20 years ago.
So a lot's changed since then. What are some of the changes that stand out to you?
You know, back in my 20s, I'd never really thought about being married or having children, planning a family, because back then those things weren't really possible for queer people. I mean, they were possible, but it was hard and it was illegal and it was there was so much discrimination. And so it was hard to plan a family, to plan a marriage. I feel incredibly fortunate that in my lifetime, I was able to accomplish those things and find those things.
What are things that you want our listeners to know about the process of building a family as a gay woman?
If you see a same-sex family, you need to know that that was done with a lot of purpose, a lot of planning. It was very deliberate. As queer people, we don't get to have an oops, we're pregnant moment and get to figure things out from there. It was done super on purpose, and it took a lot of hard work and dedication. I don't know if a lot of folks realize that.
As a parent, this process of having to come out over and over again.
I mean, you always have to come out. People just assume that you're straight. You know, I can be a straight passing woman for sure. And then when people see my children, it's pretty obvious that they didn't come from me. But people will still ask the question, did you carry these children biologically? Who's their biological father? Instead of, you know, being a little bit more respectful in the fact that there are so many different ways to create a family. So yeah, that process is constantly happening for us.
And what would be something that you would want us to know about marriage?
Honestly, I never knew that I was going to get married. It really felt good to make that decision and know that I am recognized as a legally married person. That is especially helpful. And that commitment is huge. And it does matter that it's recognized and that we're not living in the shadows of other committed folks, for sure.
That's great. Well, I'm glad for you and your family. And thank you so much for making time to talk to us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
This is TC Tolbert with In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ+ community here on KXCI. Thanks for listening.